A judge intervenes in the Elian Gonzalez case.
This is taking the course of justice instead of politics.
AOL and Time Warner.
This merger will launch the next internet revolution.
8 days of talks, but Israel and Syria have a long way to go.
There will be great reluctance to open the closed fist.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Cuban exiles in Miami won some time today when a judge ruled that Florida's family court has jurisdiction in the case of Elian Gonzalez, the little boy who survived when his mother's refugee boat capsized. Ramon Sanchez is leader of the anti-Castro democracy movement.
We have always said that we're looking for the second half of a miracle. I think that second half of the miracle is beginning to materialize now with this decision.
CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts is in Miami.
Elian was scheduled to go back to Cuba this Friday, but now with this judge's ruling this afternoon in Miami, that means he'll be here at least a bit longer. The judge scheduled the next court date for March 6th. So that gives Elian's relatives in Miami more time to make their case that the child should be raised in the United States as opposed to Cuba.
But CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says Elian's supporters still face an uphill battle.
It doesn't mean that they are going to win the case. It doesn't mean that they're going to get custody of the little boy, or that even if they get custody of him, he'll be allowed to stay in the United States permanently. The boy's father's wishes, which are to return the boy to Cuba, probably will be given precedence in U.S. courts.
Vice President Gore says he doubts whether U.S. immigration officials have the expertise for such a case. Gore thinks it should be settled in the courts and says Elian's father should be able to come to a place where he can speak freely and settle the matter. Now this.
Sometimes the crazy one turns out to be right.
I command this army, and they will follow me into hell.
A&E presents The Crossing, the true story that takes you into war with George Washington and the few brave men who dared to follow him.
This revolution is over.
They needed a victory. What they got was a miracle. The Crossing, starring Jeff Daniels as George Washington. Tonight at 8 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on A&E.
I'm a research scientist, so when I got arthritis, I did some research. What did I find? I found Capsaicin P. It's a topical pain reliever with the ingredient that doctors recommend most. And the data shows that the ingredient in Capsaicin P attacks arthritis pain fast, and the longer you use it, the greater the relief. In fact, with everyday use, you can reach a maximum level of relief in just 2 weeks. The research raised my interest. Capsaicin P raised my level of relief.
Also available in extra strength Capsaicin HP. Use only as directed.
Even by the standards of recent corporate mergers, this is huge. America Online plans to acquire Time Warner with all its movies, magazines, and television interests for more than $160 billion in stock. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano reports.
A defining moment, pivotal, a new age. A few of the labels put on this mega merger of Time Warner and AOL by execs from both companies. For subscribers, AOL chairman Steve Case says it's more than just new opportunities for entertainment and for shopping.
It'll mean new opportunities to communicate, to learn about one another, and learn about the world around them.
And for shareholders of each company, Time Warner President Richard Parsons says it means growth in ways they couldn't have as separate companies, with both short and long-term superior returns. Lou Miliano, CBS News, New York.
AOL stock lost $1.75 in today's trading, but Time Warner shot up 39% to more than $90 a share. A lot of stocks did well today. The Dow rose 49 points to a record close of 11,572, and Stacy Tisdale of CBS MarketWatch says the dot-coms were especially strong.
What a difference a day makes. After everyone was so worried about internet stocks over the past few days, this deal comes out, revives all of the expectation that the internet is the wave of the future. You saw investors jump right back on that bull bandwagon. The group soared today, and analysts expect this excitement to continue.
The Nasdaq climbed back above 4,000 with a gain of 167 points. The Israeli-Syrian peace delegations left Shepherdstown, West Virginia today without an agreement, but with a plan to return to the United States next week. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
Although there was no breakthrough at the talks, the president sounded satisfied with what little progress was made.
I think they broke a lot of ground, but it's tough. I told you it was tough in the beginning. I still think we can get there, but they're going to have to come back here determined to do so, and I believe they will.
In a brief exchange with reporters, the president said that after 8 days of talks, the Syrian and Israeli leaders now know where the other stands on the key issues, and Mr. Clinton said he is still quite hopeful an agreement can be reached. Mark Noller, CBS News, The White House.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
If your business relies on instant answers, you need Nextel instead of ordinary cellular. With Nextel, you'll have three ways to get those answers in one wireless phone. Nextel Direct Connect, our digital two-way radio feature, a pager, and cellular. And if you sign up for a national business plan by February 29th, we'll even give you free incoming cellular calls through the end of the year, so you can answer the phone more often. Nextel, how business gets done. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Requires new activation.
BarnesandNoble.com delivers books and music right to your door. But we thought, what else can we do?
Hi, I'm Sue Grafton. You ordered my book, O is for Outlaw, from BarnesandNoble.com.
Great. Thanks for delivering it. Now, Sue, your next book will probably start with a P, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm thinking P is for podiatrist. You see, I'm a podiatrist
well,
and...
Well...
Okay, P is for piglets. Piglets are real cute.
P is for piglets?
Think about it.
BarnesandNoble.com. We bring writers home. AOL keyword BN.
Strict ground rules have been set for next month's trial of former fugitive Sarah Jane Olson. CBS News correspondent David Dow is live in Los Angeles.
Judge James Eidman has barred television cameras from Olson's February 7th trial. The former Kathleen Solia is accused of planting bombs under two police cars as a member of the radical Symbionese Liberation Army a quarter century ago. The judge said exposing Patricia Hearst Shaw, a key witness in the case, to national television coverage would be like raping her again. The then 19-year-old Hearst was kidnapped and she claims repeatedly raped by SLA members before joining them in a bank robbery. Live in Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Some excitement at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow today when two Russian soldiers broke into the compound. Reportedly, they had been drinking. One of them was shot and wounded by a U.S. Marine guard when he tried to steal an embassy vehicle and refused orders to stop. In Phoenix, 44-year-old Scott Falater has been sentenced to life in prison with no chance for parole. Falater claimed he was sleepwalking when he stabbed his wife 44 times and held her head underwater in their backyard pool. He was convicted of first-degree murder. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. Most companies have a website these days, but very few provide good customer service online. Think about how many times you've left a site because you couldn't get help or find the right information. So how do you do right by your customers? Think like a customer, not like a techie. Customers don't care about fancy programs or complex programming. Keep it simple. Don't send your customers on desperate searches. Most search engines are still less than perfect. Make yours a better experience. Track what your customers look for and then showcase those answers. Look at your website through the eyes of your customers. You'll make more of them.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet by delivering data, voice, and video over a single unified network to help create new economic opportunities for your business. NortelNetworks.com.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall? The classic answer is practice, practice. But you might find greater rewards if you put down that violin and learn to adjust the lights. The New York Daily News found that stagehands at Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center might be the highest-paid blue-collar workers anywhere. The paper found 7 stagehands earned more than $200,000 in 1998. Working nights, weekends, and holidays, sometimes at quadruple time, the man in charge of props at Carnegie Hall pulled down $382,000 in wages and benefits. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, January 10th. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.